Welcome back to His Time. I'm Randy Asbury. Thanks for joining us on this Thursday morning, August the 29th. Well, now to kind of a more serious matter here. Mark Laverty is our next guest. He's normally in to talk about music or even play some music for us. Today we're talking about life teams. Mark is a concert pionist, music director at Zion Lutheran Church in Maryland Heights, Missouri, and also now director of their life team. So good morning, Mark, and welcome.
Good morning, Randy. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Good to have you here. Tell us, what is a life team?
Well, a life team is it's kind of a new concept that's been promoted by Lutherans for Life and also a local organization called Churches for Life. And it's similar to, I guess, a board in a church. We have about 10 people on the life team at Zion, and we are attempting, I guess, to put it in a nutshell, to address sanctity of life issues, everything from abortion to drug abuse, substance abuse, sexual integrity, elder care issues, just a whole variety of life issues. Of course, abortion, I think, is kind of one of our main subjects that we're trying
probably
to address.
Probably the biggie there.
Yeah, because every day thousands of unborn are lost or terminated, and it's a very serious thing. I was thinking this morning, we all know about the Christians who were killed in Rome and how tragic that was. But we have a tragic situation in this country where they may not all be Christians, but human lives are being terminated in the thousands every day.
Yes, indeed.
And it's just heartrending. And we sit here in this beautiful office, this beautiful headquarters of our synod, and these beautiful new studios you have, but yet there are thousands who will lose their lives today in clinics around the country, and this just does not seem right. And if you would allow me, I just want to read the scripture from yesterday's Portals of Prayer from Psalm 82, verse 4. It says, "Rescue the weak and needy. Deliver them from the hand of the wicked." That just struck home, as do many verses in Scripture that compel us and exhort us as Christians to address these needs. And this doesn't say, the Scripture doesn't talk just about babies, the unborn, but anybody who's in need. There are many women and even men and grandparents and relations to women who've had abortion that need counseling after that. So there's many life issues that we are trying to address up at Zion within our community.
Okay, so a lot of life issues, abortion being probably the chief one, or at least the big one there.
Yes.
Post-abortion counseling, euthanasia, adoption, all kinds of things. I appreciate you mentioning drug abuse, because that does impact the body, the physical life as well. How does a life team then address these issues? Is it just within the congregation? Are you talking kind of educational function? You know, you're trying to teach people about the issues. Do you do anything outside of the congregation? What are kind of the nuts and bolts of what you're hoping to do?
Well, there is an educational aspect to what we're doing. We're trying to promote awareness of all of these life issues. I mean, prior to my getting involved with the life team, I thought it was primarily abortion, and to some degree it is, but there are a whole host of issues, dozens of life issues that we're trying to address. So we're trying to raise the sensitivity of the of our congregation and the community to these needs, make them aware that the needs exist and the hurting is out there in our community, and then try to do something about it. One initiative that our pastor Mark Femmel is starting with a local group called Thrive, which is a pro-life, life-affirming,
yes. Mm-hmm.
Organization here in St. Louis, a post-abortion counseling ministry at Zion. Thrive says they have something going downtown St. Louis, I believe, and then there's something out in St. Charles. But in our community in Maryland Heights, there's no post-abortion counseling ministry. And there, as I said before, there's a lot of people who are impacted by this. They've gone through that procedure, and then they realize what a tragic decision that was to do. And so what do you do with the grief and the remorse? Well, that's what Christ is for. So,
okay, so you are the team leader of the life team here at Zion, correct?
Correct.
So what responsibilities are you now undertaking for that?
Well, and I should say it started back in January with Life Sunday. I witnessed or watched our own President Harrison up in Washington and a lot of Lutherans who went up there for Life Sunday.
And a life conference, as I recall.
Right.
Correct? Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the March for Life and so forth. And I was watching that and all the host of issues that go on around in January. And it's very compelling to me. And I've had a heart for this issue for decades. I used to be a little more involved than I was recently with Lutherans for Life. But I asked Pastor a few months ago, what can we do more at Zion? And he says, well, why don't you do something? Why don't you lead it?
That's a secret we pastors like to hold. If you say, we ought to do this, Pastor, we ought to improve that. Okay, you just chaired to organize that effort.
So I said, you know, how can I refuse, you know, when there are innocent people whose lives are at stake? So I contacted the good people at Lutherans for Life. And that I just can't say enough good things about Lutherans for Life. They have tremendous materials at CPH, and Dr. Lamb, who leads that, is just outstanding. And so,
and they like to focus on the educational angle as well, teaching
exactly
what the issues are.
Exactly. And we put some announcements in the bulletins and in newsletters and invited people to join our team. And lo and behold, we have about 10 members now, and we meet once a month, much like any other board or committee in church. And I thought, oh my gosh, a life team leader, I'm going to be, you know, working 10, 20 hours a week or whatever. But I marvel in our meetings how God is doing the work for me. I mean, I kind of sit at the head of the table and I look like the leader, I guess, but I watch our members who are just totally inspired by the Holy Spirit, and they come up with ideas, with fundraising ideas, with a variety of ministries to begin, and God is just doing it for me.
Great, great. So should other congregations begin life teams?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because that's one note I just made here before I came in. I want to encourage other congregations, be they synodical or other Christian congregations and pastors and other lay people who may be listening, to contact Lutherans for Life, talk to their pastor, and get a life team going, because I think this is what Christ would have us do.
Okay, very good. Mark Laverty from Zion Lutheran Church in Maryland Heights, Missouri, on the new life team and the new responsibility.
Thanks, Randy.
Leading. You bet. And blessings on that very fine work. Yes,
thank
very
you.
Important. We'll be right back here on His Time. We'll get into 2 Corinthians chapter 7. Pastor Josh Schoen will join us from Akron, Ohio. Stay tuned.